Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's December 12th. It's 12-12-24. So that's weird, right? Whatever. So, something I said that I was going to do that I totally forgot about until I was driving, because I've been driving for days now. I met up with a subscriber. I went all the way to California. I went four-wheeling with my friends. I met up with a couple of contacts. And then, while I was out there, I remembered one of my subscribers that I met last year in Santa Cruz. And he said, if you're ever out here, hit me up. So I did. And then I drove all the way out there, literally spending, I think, $600 in gas to go visit this one dude. And I'm glad that I did, because his name is Paul. And Paul is a father, Paul's a business owner, and Paul is awake. And Paul is a nervous wreck. I could feel the anxiety coming off him like waves. No offense, Paul, but I could. I hung out with Paul, and then I came back the next day. I went to a campsite, came back the next day, and I met up with him again. We hung out for a while. We walked, we talked. And when it was time to leave, I heavily suggested to him to make himself a YouTube channel, because Paul feels completely alone and isolated. And I get it. I totally get it. I've got all you guys and I still feel alone many times. But I can feel your prayers. Or at least they're what keep me on the path. Well, I don't know. I don't know. But Paul laughed at this. I said, dude, set your cell phone up, hit record, and just talk to it. And then publish it on YouTube. And leave it there. Because at least whatever you're thinking or feeling will get out there, and you'll be amazed how many other people will be drawn to that out of the ether, that will be able to sympathize with you or understand what you're going through, because they're going through the same thing. Now, the reason I say that is any of you can do that. If you feel completely and utterly alone and you're afraid, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but I have it, you know, so I can't cast stones. Whatever's on your mind, put it out there. And you'll be shocked, because the main reason I told Paul to put this information out there, or whatever he had on his heart, put it out there, is because he'll be shocked how many people that actually find him will probably live in his area. And that's what you need. If you remember the year before last, I spent ungodly amounts of money that I don't have now, because I didn't think I'd still be here. That's called poor financial planning. Whatever. If you're going to preach it, you better believe it. And I believe everything I say. If you feel completely and utterly alone, put it out there. Forgot what I was going to say. The year before last, I went through great expense. I spent an enormous amount of time. And yes, I know this camera makes me look way worse than I actually do. It's 4K. What are you going to do? And I'm holding it this far from my face. At any rate, I spent ungodly amounts of money meeting up with subscribers in almost every single solitary state to gather them together. And you know what came of that? My intention was people would meet their neighbors that they wouldn't necessarily meet otherwise, and they could form groups so that they would have support systems for when whatever's coming in the next days, they could lean on each other. And sadly, what that turned into was people wanting to take pictures with me and my truck. And that was pretty much it. So here's my second shot. Whatever you've got on your mind, keep it simple. Try not to say, think about what you're saying and think about how you're going to be thought of. Don't put videos out going, reptiles are running the government and they're spraying the sky. Just put it out there that you're a believer, that you understand things aren't right. You understand that we're being set up, and you understand that this is biblical. And you'll be amazed that energy you put out should draw our energy back in. And hopefully hook you up with people that you wouldn't have known otherwise, and hook you up with people, hopefully, in your locality. At any rate, Richie from Boston, take that advice or leave it. Because it's exactly what I did. It's how I started. I didn't understand why anybody else didn't see them spray painting the skies. And to this day, people still don't see it, which is amazing. Because this is not the sky God intended us to have today. That's all man-made. And because of that, you know who I am. And for the most part, I know who you are. At any rate, for now, I'm out. So this is where I stayed last night. It was at a truck stop in Texas, and it was cold. Cold, cold, cold. Actually, I'm sorry, it was in New Mexico. And this was the sky over New Mexico. They were spraying perfect circles around the moon. That's not a halo. I actually watched the plane. You can see him coming in. Perfect circle. And then they kept spraying in between for whatever reason. I'm not exactly sure why they were so intent on blocking out the moon. But we got things going on right now. Look at this. How crazy is this? And nobody sees it. And you know what's funny about that? When nobody sees stuff like this, which is just absolutely 100% obvious, it lets these guys know they can get away with basically anything. 9/11, they got away with it. Sandy Hook, they got away with it. Sandy Hook, they had the same kids singing at the Super Bowl. All of them. You know what I mean? One of the kids died twice. He died in Sandy Hook. And then he died a year later in Pakistan at a mass stabbing at a school. But knowing they can get away with stuff like this is how they get away with stuff like this.
All right, so you're here today. You were just inside. You walked out. Why?
I walked out because it was worthless. It was the biggest amateur hour presentation I've ever seen about anything, okay? It was ridiculous. There were no answers. Every question that was asked by a member of the state legislature, great questions, no answers, no resolution. They don't know where the drones are coming from. They don't know who's doing it. They don't know why they're doing it, but they say there's no credible threat.
Let's bring in Republican New Jersey State Assemblyman Brian Bergen. He's a former military helicopter pilot, was involved in that meeting yesterday that they thought the governor was going to come to, but didn't. You said after that meeting that you had gone to it to have your concerns allayed, but you came out of that meeting with even more concerns than you had going in. What are you thinking today?
Yeah, that's 100% true. I'm no better off today than I was yesterday. I mean, that meeting was a joke. It was a total waste of time. And it showed the ineptitude that's going on right now in this investigation. You know what we need right now? We need leadership. Somebody needs to step up and lead. Governor Murphy pointing his finger towards the federal government. It's not going to cut it right now. He has resources at his disposal that he needs to put into action. We have the state police, who I learned in the meeting yesterday, had a helicopter hovering above one of these drones and chose not to follow it back to where it's coming from. And he also has the National Guard, which he can mobilize to figure out what the hell is going on. We need leadership in the state of New Jersey, and it's completely void of that right now.
Although he says that his hands are tied by the federal government. I don't know if you saw it, but a few moments ago, John Kirby over at the White House said this about the drone invasion. Listen here.
The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are investigating these sightings, and they're working closely with state and local law enforcement to provide resources using numerous detection methods to better understand their origin. Using very sophisticated electronic detection technologies provided by federal authorities, we have not been able to, and neither have state or local law enforcement authorities, corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. To the contrary, upon review of available imagery, it appears that many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully.
So what he's basically saying there is, these are not the droids that you're looking for. I mean, what do you say?
Yeah, see, that guy's an idiot. That I can tell you right now. Because the colonel of the state police told the members of the state legislature that one of his helicopters was hovering above a 6-foot wide drone, and he landed that helicopter because he felt unsafe for his pilots. I'm a former Apache helicopter pilot and a member of the New Jersey State Legislature, and I've seen these things in my own community. That guy, I don't even know his name, who was on here a couple minutes ago, is a fool if he's going to say that there's no issue.
Well, he's a former rear admiral in the U.S. Navy named John Kirby. So helicopter pilot against the admiral. Go ahead.
Well, you know, go Army, beat Navy. That's what I have to say in this regard.
So frustration does seem to be reaching the highest levels. This is what New Jersey Senator Cory Booker said yesterday. Listen here.
I've been a little frustrated. There hasn't been enough transparency, letting people know what's happening. It's allowing a lot of potentially misinformation to spread, or at least fear. We should know what's going on over our skies, and I've asked for a lot more information.
You would think after that Chinese balloon incident last year that people would be taking this a little more seriously in terms of investigation.
Yeah, we 100% should. I mean, we need people to take action. On the segment before I got here, somebody said, well, it's impossible to track hundreds and hundreds of these drones for our state police. We don't need to track hundreds or thousands. We only need to track one and find out who is at fault for one of these things. I'm telling you, it's a big issue. I hope at the end of the day, we find out that it was nothing, that it's some commercial application being tested, and this is a big to-do about nothing. But
that dude flew military Apache helicopters, so he's a really good helicopter pilot, because Apaches are the ones that the Taliban don't like. Apaches will mess up your day really bad. But the misinformation, the disinformation, I got to put somebody on blast, and it is what it is. We're in too much of a time crunch for people to be putting out stupid things like this. You see this young fellow right here? This is JWTV, and I followed him. But I can't take it anymore, because he's now scrubbing Twitter and trying to find anything he can to say that the drones are making everybody sick. Well, here's the deal. My next door neighbor's parents live in New Jersey. I know a shitload of people in New Jersey. They're my subscribers. Nobody's getting sick. This dude putting this meme out is just ridiculous. This is a homeless dude that lives in a van down by the river that looks like Old Dirty Bastard from the Wu-Tang Clan. If somebody can't pronounce the word ask, let me ask you a question, I'm not taking their advice. That's all there is to it. If you're following him, just be very, very careful what you're listening to, because you're just wasting your 12, 13, 14 minutes. And he's always talking about we're doing a deep dive. And then he just pulls up some random nonsensical Twitter like this.
He says this here. I'm not making this up. People who treat this as a mental health, but these drones are pushing frequency out of them. Please enhance my background. This is how I hear normally frequencies and read them.
Who pushes frequencies in?
That's crazy. I was like looking and bright light just turned on over.
What?
And look at that formation in the sky. They're all next to each other.
That's his proof that these things are putting out frequencies. Let me explain something to you. I live in Boston. All night long, you'll see lights in the skies. I go to the mountains, the deserts. I go to all different locations in the United States. Lights in the skies can absolutely play tricks on your eyes. I'm not saying there's not drones there. I hear you. But he's just showing you that he's telling everybody these things are sprinkling sickness on everybody, making everybody in Jersey sick and using frequencies. And that was his example. That was a crazy dude that did, I don't know what he did. He ran down the stairs and then pointed his camera at a light in the sky again. Don't fall for this stuff. Seriously. Right now, you need to use your discernment more than you've ever used your discernment before. I am telling you this, okay? Straight up. Things are getting hectic, and the government now just, those aren't drones. There's no drones there. Those aren't the drones you're looking for. That's crazy. But this is a psychological operation. So this now opens the door for letting them do a veritable cornucopia of things. America is going down. America is going down. The government is no longer helping anybody. They didn't help you in Asheville. They didn't help you at Katrina. They didn't help anybody anywhere. They did 9/11. You know what I mean? And they're not going to help you now. But they're going to use this to mess with people. And it's working. It's working. But now we could have a dirty bomb. We could have grid down. We could have water contaminated. We could have a variety of things going on because that's what they're setting up for right now. And quite often I find myself going back to this and looking over and over again. And you have to remember, there's a lot of things at play right now, a lot of things going on. The fact that these things are actually over Donald Trump's golf course is another thing that I think about, but I can't make the correlation. And I can't make the correlation on this cover either. You know what I mean? I don't see anything that's talking about this or alluding to it in any way whatsoever at all.
Well, this is an interesting story. People in Northfield keep seeing mysterious lights in the nighttime sky. The sightings come as people on the East Coast report seeing large drones that they can't explain.
The East Coast sightings now have the FBI's attention, with the White House even chiming in.
So now you're seeing news from other locations, like in Minnesota, the rest of the country, talking about this like it's something new. This has been going on since the 22nd of November. Do you see what I'm saying? And then, of course, Jason A is putting out a video called Nationwide UFO Event Happening Now. Whatever, dude. I guarantee he's a bot. Don't trust anybody that's a truther, that believes in Christ, that has never spoken a word, and that has never shown their face. That's shady. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe in the truth, show your face, because Jesus protects you. If something bad happens, something bad happens. You know what I mean? But there's too many people, you have no clue who they are. That's why I want to go and actually meet people.
So this past weekend, several commercial pilots reported mysterious lights zipping through the skies above Oregon, prompting questions about UFOs. At least four commercial pilots reported the lights in the sky. On Sunday night, a United Airlines pilot radioed air traffic control after spotting them in the Eugene area. A Life Flight pilot reported one of the lights was going in circles in a corkscrew-like pattern and showed up on his aircraft's collision avoidance system.
Red in color, moving at extreme speeds. I don't even know how to describe that fast movement.
You are cleared to maneuver as necessary, left and right, to avoid the UFO out there.
It's weird. It's a red circular shape, and it keeps zipping out towards the ocean, and then coming back in about, I don't know, 20 miles or closer to us, and then zips back out of the ocean, and we can't see it.
The night before, one of our police officers, again working for Sheriff Mastronardi, chronicled 50 coming from the ocean onto land.
So they're all over the place now. But be warned, again, these people seeing lights, that could be any number of things. Lights in the sky aren't mechanical aircraft, but they're setting us up for something, and the government is just completely ignoring it and denying it. Even though congressmen, FBI agents, everybody's seen it. You don't put the FBI or local police on somebody incurring into your national airspace. Right off the bat, the government just wants you to know that you're at their mercy and they're not going to help you. They're not even going to acknowledge what you're seeing. This is a psychological operation, but it isn't just to mess with people's minds at all. They can do any number of things now and blame it on any number of things. But here's the deal. Do not forget Israel taking over Mount Hermon. Do not forget the Vatican. No, Christmas Eve, opening up the doorway to St. Paul's tomb next to the Lucifer room. Do not forget the massive ceremony they just did at Notre Dame. I couldn't think of the name of it. And Call for an Uprising came up with this. He says that 28,666 days after Trump's birthday, and Trump was there. Trump was there with the president of France doing the, 666 and his transgender wife. Nobody mentions that. But also remember this. This is all part of the program. This is all part of the plan. Remember this right here? This is a good catch on his behalf, because I forgot about this because it's been 5 years. I pet goat, Notre Dame, going down. But take a look at these little fun things that they added that I didn't notice. They put a phoenix on top, Phoenix Rising, just like we saw at the 2024 Olympic ceremonies. Don't forget everything they showed us at the 2024 Olympic ceremonies, because the end of it was the entire country burning down and aliens coming out of the pit. Remember that? Go back to my videos and watch it over again. But not only did they put this guy at Notre Dame, they also put an enormous gargoyle eating his own tail. That's not a snake, it's a gargoyle. But that's the Ouroboros. Be ready in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul, in your mind. Be ready for this, because no amount of anything is going to be able to help us deal with the unknown. And with the amount of things we're seeing in the skies, I literally watched a drone chase a guy in an underground cavern. We're underground, a $200 drone. He couldn't get away from it. I was amazed. I was absolutely amazed. And where are those drones made? In China. But where does China get the technology? From us. Don't be new. At any rate, Richie from Boston, I hope this helped. I'm freezing out. Got to set up a Starlink to do this, but for you guys, it's worth it. I'm out. Use the links below. I'm out.